went very well. We did five.
Did
five this year. And we could only get one that read properly.
How long have you and or the person that taught you, how long has this been going on?
I've been doing it for 29 years now. And the guy that I've learned it from has been doing it ever since I've known him. So I don't know how long he's done it. So, yeah, it's been a while since.
In Parkside, do people buy you coffee? Does anybody try to bribe your pigs or anything like that? Because you would not believe the number of people that call us, text us, try to get us to get you that pig spleen forecast as early as we can.
Not on a general note. It's kind of like a myth or a legend kind of deal, as folklore goes.
You are legendary.
There you go.
I guess so.
Well, okay, without further ado, what are we looking at for the winter of 2019-2020, according to your pig spleen forecast?
Okay, well, it's a little bit to look forward to, as I put it. The start of this winter will be up and down in temperatures drastically, which is kind of different than I've read over the last 6-7 years for CJWW. The month of November will start off cold with a little snow. The middle of the month will be warm, while going into December will cool off again. The month of December will start off cold, and it'll gradually warm up again, and it will stay warm. It will have a little bit of snow, but I think it'll be rain instead of snow, and it'll be that warm.
Wow.
In the middle of December, there's quite a nice big bump in there where it tells us that it'll be warmer than normal. So the temperature will start off cool after about the 28th of December, and going into the January, it'll be average temperatures with little snow. By the time we get to the middle of January, it will warm up again.
I'll take that.
The end of January, it will start to get cold and stay cold. And then we go into the deep freeze for a while.
Okay.
That's the kicker. So the month of February will be average to below average temperatures with very little snow. And by the time we get out of that, the month of March will start off cold and will gradually warm up by the middle of the month, where we will see average temperatures. And this will bring the snow where we'll see a significant amount of snow again in March. And then the temperature will gradually cool off and stay cold going into April. And the month of April will be cold once again, like it was last year, and stay cold with very little precipitation again. And this is the other thing that I was kind of surprised about. As spring moves in to the end of April, the beginning of May, it'll warm up to average temperatures. It will stay warm to the constitution where last year and the year before, they've been long, drawn-out springs. This spring will not be like that. It'll be earlier than normal, so which is something to look forward to.
So you're telling me if I want to get away from the deep freeze late January and then come back, is spring will be good?
Yes. And it won't be as cold as it has been the last two springs in a row.
Wade, a great job as always. Of course, we shouldn't give you all the credit. The pig did a little bit of this. So
Yeah, the pig did all of the work.
So question, do you name your pig?
No, I don't give them names because then it'd get really
sentimental,
and then I wouldn't be doing this anymore.
Yeah. I just wanted to make sure, you know, we should give the appropriate pig the credit because they were committed to this project.
Okay, we'll just call him Pig for today.
All right.
Okay.
Wade, thanks so much for doing this again this year, and I'm pretty sure we're going to hold true. At least I hope we do for that early spring.
Well, I do too, and yes, till another year comes around, we'll talk to you guys again next year.